Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
It is the Simon Says Podcast. This is podcast number 261. Please like, rate, subscribe, download, whatever you do when you do podcasts.
Listen and tell your friends.
Charlie and Maddie, Sean, dealing with what I can only imagine, pure disaster.
So this is one of the worst things that can happen in your house while your house is still standing, I think. He had basically a pipe.
Something broke.
That
in
was
his...
between the upstairs and the downstairs. That busted.
Yeah, I think it did. I think it was in the ceiling or whatever. But he said it's like flooded all over, like down the stairs into his master bedroom and bath area. It was collapsing ceiling. So basically, all week he's been dealing with
just
like
a horrible mess.
Disaster
because,
relief.
I mean, when
in.
That happens, you've got to replace floors. You've got to replace.
Oh, dude!
All the stuff that the water falls on that the bad ceiling falls on. I mean, it's really bad.
No, and I talked to him the other day and I feel bad because he's like, I'm trying to, you know, him and his, he has a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's trying to like save and put his stuff aside.
So he's a collector.
Yeah.
You know, Sean actually, he really loves to collect things and stuff that's, you know, memorabilia from a different time, whatever kind of stuff, plus stuff that's actually like worth money. You know, he's got all this Three Stooges stuff.
Yeah. Luckily, it doesn't sound like the water hit that. But, you know, the same thing is he's also got people coming in and out of his house, which he's not a fan
of. Oh, he can't stand that either.
He had an update that I guess his house was like 85 degrees.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and,
I know.
And this is the man that needs it freezing cold at all times.
So, yeah, we're like, please stay home.
Yeah, get this taken care of. Don't come in here. Because his anxiety will transfer over to us and it won't be nice for anyone.
No, I mean, selfishly, it was like,
yeah, you stay home and take care of that, please.
But I can't imagine, you know, we were talking about how, you know, the storms and stuff that blew through this morning and, it, you know, with the high winds and whatnot, I have trees all around my house. And, and on non-windy days, twice, limbs have fallen on my house. You know, one punctured through my like my sunroom roof, and luckily that was okay, and then another one took out a gutter. But again, it's like part of me was like trying to linger as long as possible just to try to see if anything was going to happen, because then I'm like, I'll be here at work and not know that something's crashed through.
And I mean, there was a while this morning that the rain was really coming down, so if say a branch decided to poke through your roof, then it's not only going to be that damage, but then everything will be full of water.
Yeah, and I don't trust that my dogs will do anything about it.
Oh, no, they won't. But that's another reason why we have too much stuff that can get ruined.
Because true.
They were talking about how, you know, we all, and I'm guilty of this as well, we all have too much stuff. We have too many clothes. We have too many memorabilia. Well, I'm the person that's like, oh, well, no, I might need this for something. And then I put it aside and I never need it, nor would I even remember I had it if I did need it.
But you know what's funny is you say that, and this has now happened to me a couple times. I've whittled down, I hoard electronics and cords and whatever. I feel like there's always going to be something where I need it.
Yeah.
And finally, I decided to do a purge, and I've done it now twice. So the first time, I had all my crap in my laundry room. I had some drawers that I just packed with cables.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through and got rid of stuff that's not even a thing anymore.
Right.
Within, I would say, a month, give or take, I was like, oh, I need this cord. And I went to my bin.
And it was gone.
Gone. Next time, I needed another, same deal. Yeah. I whittled out another, you know, section. Where's this? Gone.
Yeah.
Then I had cleaned out my garage. So my daughter, God, which I do enjoy getting a phone call from my daughter who isn't technically in art school. Dad, do we have a garden hose? I need it for a project.
Well, I mean, yeah, we have a garden hose, but I'm not sending it to you.
Well, that's the thing, though. She wanted like a rubber hose, and I'm like, oh, I did, but I got rid of it.
Yeah, so I'm like,
I keep getting rid of stuff that I do need. So that's why I'm going to be
a
hoarder.
And that's tough. Like, seriously, like, you know, even with, say, I got rid of cassettes.
Yeah.
Well, guess what's now back in style?
I know.
Cassettes.
Which,
like, I'm afraid to get rid of anything.
Okay, side note. You put up online, was it last night, that it was what anniversary of Slippery When Wet?
It is the 40th anniversary of the release of Slippery When Wet.
Okay, and you had posted up about how you were all excited because you remember buying it on cassette back in the day.
Yes.
But then you do your grand unveiling and your unwrapping and unboxing, and it was a CD copy. You didn't buy a cassette?
Well, no, because this is a special edition that has, it's actually a 2-disc set because not only the original Slippery When Wet CD, but it's also a bunch of live versions of the same songs that were played like on that tour after it was released.
Yeah, but you didn't get a cassette of it.
Well, guess what? I also have nothing to play a CD on, so it really doesn't matter.
Does your car have a CD player?
No.
It doesn't?
No.
What year is it?
2022.
Oh, okay. That's crazy to me. There's more and more, like, I drove my daughter, like, I still have, mine's a 2018, so I still have a CD player.
Yeah.
My daughter, her car is a 2013, and it's funny, like, her and her friends are all about CDs. And I drove her car the other day, like while she's at school, I'll drive it every so often to make sure it runs.
Yeah.
And I actually was just putting her CD, like I was going through her CDs and dying from her variety. Like she had she had Fleetwood Mac's greatest hits. She had a Paul Simon, the Running with the Saints CD, which I love. I love that she loves that.
Well, you are her father. So
I know.
Your musical taste rubbed off on her.
But then I also had a moment because she has her CDs in the visor holder.
Yeah.
And I was driving and I'm like, see, we weren't just, you know, it's like phones aren't as distracting as when you used to try to switch up your CDs.
Oh, I'd get my book out and have it in my lap and be flipping pages while I'm driving and then pulling one out and putting the other one in. And we weren't distracted at all.
No, I know. Well, and I love a good, you know, watching you unbox that. So I follow this website called Discogs. And that's where I track all my vinyl stuff. Like I can put all my vinyl into I have my collection. And more importantly, it's so that I know what I already have. Cause there was a period there where I'd be like, oh, I want that.
And you already
have
it.
My wife was like, you already have that. No, I don't. She's like, just wait. I promise you, you have it. Go home. I have it. There's this band. It was a local band up around the Boston area when I was growing up that we used to love. And so my buddy reminded me of it. And I had dug through my CDs a while ago. All I had was a burned copy of his CD from when we lived together.
Yeah.
But I had also done, there was a period where I had this like label maker where you would put a big sticker on the CD.
Sure.
Well, the problem with it is, and over time, is that it, you know, when it peels up and comes off, it won't spin it right. And also, if you don't get it quite centered, it won't spin right.
Yeah.
Like if you have one of the hanging CD players, this is real inside like CD technology.
Yeah.
So anyway, I haven't had a copy of it forever. Well, he was going through his CDs, found the original. So I was like, you gotta burn that. He's like, I don't have that. I don't have any of that stuff anymore. Yeah.
Can't even play it.
So I just for kicks and giggles, I looked it up on Discogs. And I actually found like three copies of this CD like throughout the country, which is crazy because this is a real hyper local band.
Sure.
The only thing is this is where, you know, I wish I had that crazy disposable income. Mm-hmm. It's like it was like $50 for the CD, $50 or $80 for the CD.
Yeah. And you're like, I really want it, but do I want it that bad?
Well, that's the thing. Like,
because it was probably $10 when they sold it. You know, when the band was selling them everywhere.
Yeah. And then it was also, I mean, the best thing about that band was seeing them live. Like on the CD, it was all right. But, you know, the lead singer was okay. Musically, the band was great. But again, it was like just for nostalgia.
Yeah.
But I was so proud of you. When I saw that what you were doing, I was like, but again, I was a little disappointed. Not cassette, but that's, you know, all right.
Again. Yeah. I think they did offer a cassette, if I remember correctly. I could still buy one. Well, again, I have nothing to play that on either.
I do. See, that's
but it doesn't matter.
I actually do.
You have a cassette player?
I have a cassette. I have a couple. I have a Walkman. I still have a Walkman. I have another cassette player, and I have a little, I stole it from my daughter as soon as she won it from Celebration Station, this little boom box.
Oh, yeah?
From one of our kids' Christmas parties where we go, and she sat there and like, I think she double jackpotted on one of the games.
Super cool.
Yeah, so she actually got the boom box. So I stole it because it also has a radio, which is it has all the three technologies that I need in my life, a radio, a CD player and a cassette player.
Oh, I miss those.
So it looks like I might have done one of my first YouTube mechanic whoopsies. I got a call from the boy. My son's at school. He's up in Boone. And he's been having issues with his car. He got into a fender bender. He rear-ended somebody, and that banged up the front of the car. So one of the last times he was home, we went to the Pullet Yard down Wendover and bought a bunch of parts to try to put, because basically his hood wasn't closing right.
Right.
It wasn't latching.
It's an older car. You can find parts for it and stuff. Yeah.
And it's cool because I also figured out how to get updates and stuff when certain cars come in.
Oh, neat.
So I had gotten an update that there was like three of his car on the lot. So we went, got the parts, got it back together. Boom, everything's great. It works. Got a new headlight in it, all this stuff. So he calls me last night and he's like, Matt, my car is spewing liquid everywhere. And I'm like, that's not good.
Nope.
He's like, can you video chat? I'm like, yeah. So he's like, I go in and sure enough, there's just liquid just blasting out of something or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's not good. That's really not good. But he's like, is it oil? I think it's oil. And I'm like, no, it's not oil. It's too watery to be oil.
Yeah.
He's like, it's all over my timing belt. And I'm like, that's not the timing belt. I do know that much, but it's still, he's like, I just saw a bunch of smoke and it was, you know, okay. So then I realized, I'm like, so check your, and just the reason why he asked me all these questions, and this is what's gotten me into trouble now, is I watch a lot of YouTube videos on guys working on cars.
Mm-hmm. You look up specific things, but you also just watch some just for interest.
I love watching people fabricate old cars, you know, restoring cars, just work. What I've determined is in this point in my life, I like figuring things out. I like tinkering. I like projects. And
you're a tinkerer.
Yeah. So I think what had happened was it was his coolant. And he had said that he was sitting... This is the other thing. He was sitting in the gas station parking lot for like 20 minutes thinking. And I was like, what?
Wait, he's sitting there with his car running for 20 minutes, just thinking.
Hanging out in his car at the gas station. And I'm like, there is definitely something you're not telling me, but, and it overheated.
We'll hit on that later.
So when I realize I'm putting two and two together in my brain, I'm like, oh no, I think I know what's happened. So I call a shop around here and I was like, hey, I have a question for you. As a YouTube mechanic needs to refer to an actual mechanic. And the guy laughed and I'm like, this, and this. And he's like, okay. And I'm like, well, I have a theory is that we took the entire front end apart when we had to fix his car. I'm concerned that I did not get the fans hooked back up. So the fans in the front of your car will kick on to help cool off the engine.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when he was sitting there, it overheated because the fans didn't kick on. And that's what caused it to overheat and blast coolant everywhere.
Okay.
But the problem is, and so the guy is like, Well, it's probably, you got to be careful because this is serious. You know, if it overheats, you know, you can brick your engine.
Yeah.
Blow it out.
And totally. Like,
I know. That one I do know. I've seen that video. I'm like, do you think it's okay if he just puts coolant in? And he's like, yeah, but you really got to keep an eye on the temperature and all this stuff. So as far as I know now, so now we're trying to get him to baby his car home so I can spend more money on it. But
oh, but now he's, he's up in Boone,
he's
Boone, right?
So he's 2 hours away.
So you want this young man who doesn't know how to baby anything because he's a giant sweet boy, and you want him to baby a car for 2 hours to get it home to you so you can fix it?
Dude, I mean, that's the other thing too, is like, I was thinking like, oh, well, we'll just pull it in the garage and I can double check the fan thing before we take it to the shop. But I'm like, it's not so easy to just take the front end off the car.
No.
That was kind of an all day thing last time. So I think I'm going to have to actually suck it up and take it to
Maddie,
the shop.
Just break down and let him take it to a shop right now before he drives it home.
No, I can't do
why?
That.
Why?
Because.
Why not?
Because he won't know. I just need to get him. I need the car.
Send
here.
Him directly to a mechanic and get this thing fixed before he's coming down the mountain and locks up the engine.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Sure.
It's all going to be fine.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Yeah.
Well, the worst part is, too, is like we're talking about trying to find something else for him. And then it's like, you know.
We will update you all next week on what actually happens.
Whether the boy made it home. But I would be willing to put money on the fact that I forgot to hook something up or just didn't see it, didn't know. And that's the one thing. And I'm like, oh, great.
YouTube mechanic fail.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about was Have you never been to the antique store over by the strip club off of 40?
No, I have not.
Oh, my goodness.
I believe it's called the Antique Marketplace.
I think so. It's really big. It's actually way bigger on the inside. So we went when my sister was in town and to show her just stuff. So like we took her to a couple places around town and, but we thought it'd be fun to walk around.
Sure.
And that place, it's such a crazy collection of stuff. So if you've never been in there, it's basically like booth style. So it's all a bunch of booths run by different people.
Okay.
And so, but you'll have everything from old tools to clothes to just bric-a-brac furniture. So I come into this one booth and they had like an autographed copy of Art of the Deal, the Trump book. I think they were selling that for like $500. And there was like Floyd Mayweather autographed boxing glove.
Oh, wow.
They had some stuff like that, some sports memorabilia, some celebrity stuff, autographs. They had this Bruce Lee thing that I thought was super cool until it said it was like an autographed
facsimile.
Thank you.
So it wasn't real.
I guess not.
Facsimile means it's a copy.
Which is what I'm like, my brain did the translation on that.
Yeah.
I was like, but it did come. It was like a shadow box. It was a big picture of Bruce Lee. Of course, I share my birthday with Bruce Lee.
So it was Bruce Lee, just a picture or had other stuff in it?
It's like a big picture of Bruce Lee. And in the corner, it was like kind of shadow boxy. So it had a couple nunchucks and a couple throwing stars and then his autograph.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking this is super cool until I saw that it wasn't actually his autograph.
But then it wasn't a real, it was like a copy of an autograph. So
right.
Like nothing in that box was actually
authentic or real. No. Well, I got all excited, like maybe those are authentic Bruce Lee nunchucks, but I guess not.
I mean, how you can't, it should have a certificate with it or something. If not, you can't prove it.
The Trump book did.
I'm pretty sure that all of that stuff was fake and someone just said, hey, let's throw this stuff in a box and see if we could sell it. How much do they want for it?
I think it was like $400.
$400 for some fake stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, again, you don't know what the going rate even for fake nunchucks and throwing stars are. I mean, that could be a reasonable price.
No.
Anyway, I didn't buy it. So, they also had, this is cool. It was a gigantic circus mural flap. It was like flap from the like an authentic circus
from
tent.
The tent. Oh,
yeah,
neat.
And it was like the wrinkle dog or something like that. But it was like 2800 or 28,000? $2,800. It was massive. And I'm like, honey, can we get a giant wrinkle dog? And she's like, no. But anyway.
But honey.
So before my sister and I walked away from that sweet, sweet booth, I look over and I'm like, what is that? So I look up and on the top shelf of this one display, I see this weird furry face thing. And I'm like, and there had been other taxidermy things, but that one I was like, this doesn't look right.
Yeah, just that's had not a, weird, a real animal.
It was weird. It was like, it's tan with like a white beard, but no, it's like a little face and nose.
Is it
and
a goat?
Big blue, it looked a little goatish. So I look at it and the first thing I see, hold on, let me pull it up so I can say it specifically.
And there is a picture of this on Simon Facebook page and the Simon Instagram page if you want to see exactly what it is that Maddie is talking about here.
So the I don't want to say the caption, but
there's a piece of tape
paper,
there,
yeah.
You know, where you can print out a label. It's like a label that you print out and it says what it is and also what the price is on it.
Yeah, it is. Amazing taxidermy Sasquatch white-tailed deer butt with eyes. Rare.
Wait.
$600.
Asquatch. It's an Asquatch Sasquatch.
So then I go, wait a minute. What? Is that what? And then I read it again. White-tailed deer butt with eyes. And then I turn the picture and then I realize that the beard is actually, if you picture a white-tailed deer, it's a little tiny cute little white deer tail,
yeah,
sticking
but it's,
straight up.
You know, they're basically their whole butt is white, and the tail stands up.
Yeah,
but there's fur.
Yeah, well, where the butthole is is its mouth and nose, and then someone put eyes on it,
and they're weird eyes. They're like the big
goat
they
eyes.
Used to, they're like the eyes they used to use on stuffed animals back in the 1920s or something. They're real scary.
Oh my God. Sorry, I was just looking at it.
You have to see this thing.
Yeah, okay.
It is the weirdest, fascinating, what is wrong with people?
Why?
kind of thing
Who?
I may what? Have ever seen.
Like, all I can picture, and legit, somebody who does taxidermy had gotten done with a deer, and say the person who brought in the whole deer.
Yes.
And they're like, we just want the neck and the head. Cause they also have, they have a lot of those there too at the antique place. And the guy was like, well, I don't want to just get rid of this good butt.
Look, I know it's so pretty and white and furry.
You know what we could do? We could put a nose and a mouth where this butt is and put eyes near it, and we'll call it an asquat. I don't know, but $600.
No, that
almost,
thing,
like, I almost want to buy it just to have it here.
If someone gave that to me as a gift, I would pay them to take it away, because this thing literally will steal your soul. It's got demons in it.
It is demons.
It's where evil lives.
It is evil. There's pure evil.
Just nothing okay with this asquatch.
No.
Except the name.
But the other thing too is I was trying to figure out how you haggle, because like with most of the things you can haggle on prices and stuff. And I did overhear one person like saying, I think they were talking to the people there. What they do is they'll call the person who runs the booth. Like the person whose booth it is, the workers will call them and say, hey, this person's here. They want to buy this. They want to give you money. Because I overheard them saying something about like, you know, I tried to get her on the phone, but she wouldn't answer. So just maybe shop around and see if she calls back. So I want to see if we can get the Asquatch owner on the
phone.
Down
to a reasonable price?
I mean, maybe at least $500. No. I mean, that's five bills is worth, I mean, a one of a kind. I mean, it's rare. Said on it, it's rare. You're not going to find like, that guy is not.
Because no one else would dare mess with the black magic like this person did.
Oh, spooky. So spooky. Then there's other stuff. There's a bunch of records and stuff, although I finally realized how to price out what the going rate is on stuff. I realized I was getting ripped off. Like,
people are spending way too much money for stuff.
Like, I saw a copy of Magical Mystery Tour from the Beatles, and I think they were selling it for like $300.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I have a copy that looks way better shape than that.
I wonder if my cousin Mark still has that. They used to have that.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to ask you, we don't have to do this now, but that friend of yours who's big in the Marvel movies.
Yes.
I'm curious if they saw the new Captain America.
He did. Yeah, I'm not sure. He didn't hate it, I don't think, but it wasn't at his top. He has them all ranked.
I know. I love it.
I mean, every last one, even the ones you've never heard of, they're in there. And so, yeah, I'm not sure where he ranked it, but I don't think he hated it.
I watched the new Venom.
There are worse ones.
It's on Netflix. It wasn't that great. So I pulled a internet trend. It was minor, but so my sister was in town this past weekend. It was really good to see her. And actually, I'm going to get to see her again in a couple weeks. I'm going down to Florida with her to go deal with my parents. I say that.
Spend time with your parents?
Spend time with my parents. Go see my 103-year-old grandmother. Woo! But anyway, so when I picked her up from the airport at, you know, PTI, which again, I cannot say it enough. I love our airport.
Oh, I did too.
We are so lucky.
It's the perfect size.
It's perfect size. It's like, it's never too busy. It's like you get in, you get
in and out, but it's got a lot of flights.
And the people are super nice, and it's like, it's awesome. It is so convenient. But so she's coming in, and I decided to greet her with a sign.
Oh, no.
So
what did you do?
It was totally worth the $2 that I paid for the poster board. Hold on. Let me pull this up. Oh, no. Do I not have a good picture of it? Oh, crap. All right. Give me a second.
Tell me what it said.
Well, that's the thing I'm trying to remember.
You don't remember what it said?
I kind of remember.
I'll bring up the story if you can't remember what it said.
Well, I had it in my brain and then I lost it. Okay, it's basically said, welcome home from prison. And then I wrote, P.S. you're adopted. but it was funny. So I'm standing there and I see her coming. And I was pretty sure it was her. So I held it up. Luckily it was. So I felt good about that. I identified my sister from a distance. But then somebody else is walking up, and this guy, like, my sister's almost to me, like, and I'm like, hey, and this guy, he's like, oh my God, I gotta take a picture of that, like, stepped in front of it to take a picture.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
right when your sister's like approaching,
I'm like, this is the reveal. You can't jump in on the reveal.
Oh man.
But yeah. So now I have a sign that says, welcome home from prison, PS, you're adopted. So if you need it, I didn't throw it out.
Yeah. Keep that. It can be used over and over again.
Yeah. I didn't know when else that. But I've been seeing those, and I was trying to think of what to write. So it's a matter of like realizing I'm going to be in public. I don't want to offend anybody, but with what, or, you know, because I've seen some, like, I Googled signs for the airport.
Yeah.
And a lot of them were along the lines of, you know, welcome from prison.
Yeah.
It's like the baby's yours. You know,
how was rehab?
Yeah. Rehab was a good one. I had a list of other ones. But anyway, I highly recommend spending the $2 on a piece of poster board, mm-hmm. getting a Sharpie and welcoming home your loved ones with dumb stuff. So this is another random one. I think I'm going to be one of those adults that gets into Legos.
Are you really?
So remember back when I said that my wife had an activity planned for us for Valentine's and it wasn't naughty?
Oh, you never tell me what it was.
I
never got the reveal on that.
Okay. She bought us adult Lego kits.
So are they like sexy Lego kits?
No, it's not sexy at all.
When you say adult, I got to ask.
Well, when I say that, I mean, it's for like ages, you know, 18 and up. And once I got into it, I realized it. But she got
it more complicated.
There was an old timey, like an old school radio.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So mine was a radio. Hers was like, you know that you'll see it a lot. It's like a Japanese style wave.
Like yeah.
A cresting wave.
Okay. Well,
so it was that. It's a painting, but it's Legos. So my radio, and it ended up taking us about 2 days each to finish. But it was a lot of like fiddly bits, but it had mm-hmm. knobs and dials. You turn it on, turn it off, and it had this little box that you put in it. And when you turn a switch to change the channel, it'll push the button on this box. So it'll play like, you know, everything's
it makes
awesome
noise.
Song. Well, it makes like, you know, like, and here's us play from a game. And then it'll be like, you
like
know,
from the Lego movie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, oh, I could get into this. Like, I could really get into this.
You like the, well, you're a tinkerer.
You
like the building. Someone was saying how they thought, they were like, what, adults doing Legos? But don't you remember doing like model cars? And
yeah,
a lot of adults do model airplanes and put things like that together. I just recently, now I'm not on your level of three-dimensional things, but I did start doing a puzzle.
Yeah.
A 1,000-piece puzzle. That I can't tell you the last time I did a real puzzle. And I was like, you know, just when we're sitting around on the weekend, if there's just nothing to do, and I feel like we've watched the entire Netflix catalog or whatever, yeah. if I'm
you've
not
scrolled,
interested.
You've finished the internet on your phone.
Yeah, I want to do something with my brain and figuring out a puzzle. So yeah, I started that. We are so old. And then we need our glasses to be able to see the pieces.
No, I'm at the point now where I've got the was it progressive lenses, but I don't like using them, so I still flip them up so I can get my face right on. Well, no, it's funny when you say that thing about using our brain. We have to use our brain because as we get older,
it will turn to mush.
Well, I've been doing that thing. I've been playing that game with my sister and my mom, that connections game through the New York Times. And it's been pissing me off because
I keep
getting so close. Here,
we
I'll
turning
show you.
Into
I know
such
this,
old people.
This is the radio. We can always put it up online.
Oh, no, that's really cool.
It is really neat.
I like that.
So we got it displayed up in the house. And but they have all these. They have cars. They have famous architecture. They have, you know, flowers. And
oh, yeah.
And some of them are crazy expensive.
Just be careful which site you go on to for adult Lego kits.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Didn't that happen to some? Wasn't it?
Well, they've got the adult Build-A-Bears.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, that's just that. That's a nest. Well, I guess that's the same thing as. But then, I guess okay. When I again, the adult Legos. As far as I know, there is
Legos
no
Legos for adults.
Legos for adults. There are no naughty Legos. Like
that's what you think. Maybe not officially licensed.
Oh, neat. Oh, the 50 Shades of Grey kit. This is awesome. I just built an S&M table. But yeah, it's like, where do I want to spend my money and do stuff? And it's like, part of me was like, this is super fun. Like, I really got into it. I forgot.
Yeah.
And the booklet, you know, I don't know if you ever did many Legos, you know, back in the day. Probably not. But I mean, the book.
I just had regular Legos. Like, I never had a kit of something to put together. I just had the regular ones to use my imagination and build a really square house.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this thing, the book for it was thick.
Yeah.
It was super thick. And then,
sure.
But then it was funny too, because, you know, like, you always forget a step. But with this thing, like, something wasn't working. So I had to take it apart a couple times because
oh, yeah.
I didn't think I quite got it
sort
right.
Of like putting furniture together.
And I'm not going to lie, part of me was a little disappointed that it didn't actually play the radio. And I was like,
it's too bad that you could put a real little radio receiver inside it.
So they had a thing where you could put your phone in the back. Like if you have a little slot where you put your phone in and then play music out of it. But I'm like, well, that's just a lot of steps. It's like, you know, what am I going to do? I could use the Odyssey app and play the station.
There you go.
You know, I could put this podcast on it. But then it's like,
see
us. But then I don't know. It's not the same.
Well, if any of you have built a Lego radio at home, please use your phone, insert the Odyssey app, and play us.
That counts. They had a Lego Polaroid camera. Mm-hmm. And for the life of me, I thought it actually worked. But then I realized that the picture was Lego as well. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Look, it's a camera that takes Polaroid pictures. My sister got...
Every picture you take of people, they come out looking like Lego people.
Yeah. And I was like, this is so weird. I don't know why it does this. But yeah, that's my new tinkering obsession. And it's probably better that I be tinkering with Legos.
You know that they're opening some Lego stores. There's one just opened in Kernersville, and it's called Bricks and Figs, I think, where it's like Legos and Lego figurines type of things.
That kind of thing.
Anyway, I know. When I heard it first, I was like,
Legos and snacks.
Well, that would be even better. But anyway, there's a Lego store in Kernersville, and there's one opening at Friendly Center.
There is. That is problematic. There also apparently is a Lego store in the Charlotte airport, because my sister, when she was flying out of town, she was like, I think I'm going to go swing by and get my husband a kit. And I was like, oh my God, you know what you should get him is he's into boats and he fishes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, you should get him the Jaws set. So they have one where it's the boat with the giant shark coming out of the water it. But she's like, it is way too big for me to bring that onto the
plane. Yeah, that one's probably a little pricey.
I was also glad to see, because we saw the story about a woman got bit by a scorpion at the Boston airport. And I forgot to ask my sister if that was her, but I figured I would have heard by now.
Oh, I hope not. Yeah.
It wasn't. This just in. I think that's about it. I think we've done it.
We've successfully done
a podcast. But hey, listen, everybody out there, thank you so much if you're out there listening. Again, spread the word, share it around. Like, subscribe, download, play.
Free Odyssey app and find our podcast. Listen to it each week. Sean hopefully will be back next week.
Oh,
hopefully
God.
He will have repaired his plumbing and his ceiling and all his things. And
yeah. I really hope this fixes him for him.
Maddie was seriously like, dude, you know what? It's fine. We've got this. You stay home. Oh, thank God he stayed home.
he would be a mess. If he was here and not being able to be there.
The anxiety.
But number one reason, it's bad enough when all your stuff has got,
it's terrible.
Happened.
No, I feel really bad
but
for
again,
him. I really do.
Strangers in his house.
No.
Disastrous.
No.
Wishing the big guy good luck, and the rest of y'all take care. We will talk to you later.
All right, bye. Get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.